Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is an archive edition of Soundcheck featuring jazz pianist and composer Randy Weston, a frequent guest over the years. This week marks 3 years since Randy Weston passed away, and this 2017 session was his last appearance in our studio. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist Randy Weston has been exploring the African roots of American music, especially jazz, since the 1950s. His latest album is called The African Nubian Suite, and it's out on Randy's own record label called African Rhythms. In it, you'll hear a melting pot of jazz, blues, Chinese, Cuban, West African, and North African music. Not bad for a musician who just turned 91 and is still going strong. Today, Randy's brought in a small but representative group of musicians to help him play some of that music. And on this first piece, called Spirit of Tuba, Randy is joined by Saliu Suso, who sings and plays the West African kora, and TK Blue, who plays the flute. Here's the piece, Spirit of Tuba, from Randy Weston.
Yalla, 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 yara mano. Tuba, tuba, tuba. Sene se kwa marubamba. Wale lola ye katimura suru. Randy Weston, Nandela Tuba. Fatou Mbenge Weston, Nandela Tuba. Talibé Kiwi, Nandela Tuba. Sanuzo, Nandela Tuba. Lillahi Kadim Rasulu.
That's lovely. That's called Spirit of Tuba. It is music from Randy Weston's latest two-record set, which is called the African Nubian Suite. But this, of course, a live performance by Randy at our piano with Saliu Suso singing and playing the West African 21-string harp known as kora and TK Blue on flute. Randy, first of all, great to have you back with us on Soundcheck.
John, it's always wonderful to be back with you. You've been so wonderful all the years.
It's been many years.
Yes,
yeah.
It has been. Thank you.
I heard your name mentioned in that song, and I heard TK's name as well mentioned in that song. So have you been to Tuba, the city of Tuba in Senegal?
Yes, I've been to Tuba at least 3 or 4 times.
I've never been there, but it's a pretty special place, isn't it?
Very special, very spiritual. Organized by the great master Bamba, Amadou Bamba. And I think a better person can speak about that would be Suso. Suso, tell us more about Tuba, please.
Tuba is a place that is very magnificent, you know, fundamental spiritual place. Because since I was growing up, you know, I heard about Tuba. My father was singing about Tuba, and all my uncles, when they play, they sing about Tuba.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Gambia, West Africa.
Right, so surrounded by Senegal. Right.
Yeah.
And the Mourid Brotherhood is based in that city, in the city of Tuba, right?
Yes.
And so these, you know, very often you'll see the Mourid Brotherhood, they like to spread around the globe, they travel widely, and the idea, as I understand it, is you take tuba with you wherever you go. Is that right?
You're talking about Mori?
Yeah, the Mourid, the Sufi group that's based there?
Oh, yeah, it's Mori, yes, yes. Once you have that, you know, spirit with you, wherever you go, you feel, you know, comfortable and you feel strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Randy, this gets to something that is a part of your music that maybe people don't talk a lot about. People talk about, over the years, more than 50 years, 60 years of exploring the African roots of jazz. It's not just a musical thing, because spirituality is a big part of all those traditions that you've studied and worked with over the years.
Well, you see, I was taught at a very early age that we have to tell the truth about Africa itself. There's a lot of miseducation about Africa. Most people don't know that the whole concept of music began in Africa. And our ancient ancestors, they were in tune with the universe and the galaxies. And the Creator sent music down to us, and they were in tune with the nature of Africa. And Africa is the richest place on the planet. I mean, the diversity is unreal. Mm-hmm. And the music is created based upon where you are. So if you're in the Sahara, there's music of the Sahara. You're up in the mountains, music of the mountains, you see. So the music really describes the nature of Africa itself, that magnificent, magic continent for me.
Yeah. Now, you call this the African Nubian Suite, Nubia being what is now—
The first civilization.
Yeah, and what is now Sudan, right? That part of northeastern.
Exactly. Yeah, Nubians were the very first. As they say, Egypt is the child of Nubia.
Right.
And I went to Nubia, went down the Nile, my wife and I. We spent some time there. We looked at the ancient temples of Isis, and it was just amazing. But the part that really impressed me was when you see these incredible monuments with all the musical instruments that we think was discovered in the West. Mm. But you see the flutes, the drums, the string instruments, the brass instruments. So you see, Mother Africa has been making music for a long time. And wherever our ancestors have been taken, whether we've been taken to Brazil or Cuba or Venezuela or Bolivia or Mississippi or Brooklyn, we have to make music, because we come out of a continent that music is so, so important.
Yeah. One of the things about this new 2-CD set, though, is it isn't just music. It's also narration. Tell us a little bit about the decision to include that.
Professor Wayne Chandler, he's a brilliant man, you know. He wrote a book called Ancient Future. And he goes all the way back, and he talks about the great Egyptian and Nubian civilization, but also the great Chinese civilization, and how they were in touch with each other. And Min Chao Feng, who I will be performing with in a few minutes, she gave me an incredible, huge book on the history of Chinese musical instruments. Mm. And when you go in the beginning, you see Africa, you see. So this is a wonderful connection. And for me, it's so exciting because we live on the planet. We're only here for a minute, you know. And we know so little about Africa, the very beginning of civilization, you know.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this before, the connection, the surprising connection between Africa and China, because on one of your earlier records, Kipara, you sort of explore that idea. And in fact, I think the piece you and Min Chao Fen are going to do for us is on that record as well,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's called The Shang. And Chao Fen, tell us what The Shang refers to.
Okay. According to the records, the Shang Dynasty is the earliest dynasty of the traditional Chinese history. And the Shang Dynasty around 1600 and end of 1046 BC.
Wow.
And so the Shang Dynasty has a lot of great things happening there. Let's say they are fully developed a system of writing, and the writing preserved on the bones, inscriptions, and on the pottery, jade, and the stone. Also, Shang Dynasty engaged a large scale of productions of the bronzeware and vessels and weapon.
Wow. So all this is happening at about the same time that the pharaohs are beginning to build these enormous complexes in Egypt.
And everything was art. The musical instruments were art. The
also recording
were art.
The myth, I say the black egg drop from the sky. Yeah.
The black egg?
Yes.
And what does that mean? What does
means,
that represent?
You know, the Chinese culture also influenced by African culture.
I see. So the black egg is the African culture sort of coming into. How would that have happened? By a trade route? It's too early for the Silk Road.
Yes, before, of course.
Yeah. Does Dr. Chandler, does his book sort of explain how the connection was
made? Yes, he does. He explains beautifully with photographs. Me and myself, the two of us went to the Guggenheim Museum when they had a 5,000-year exhibition on Chinese civilization. Mm. We looked at the early Shang pieces. You see Africa. Yeah. Thick lips, big eyes, African, you know.
Yeah.
And also the composer you introduced me to, who told me he was from the southwest part of China and has African influence there. The composer who wrote the music for that that popular Chinese film, when we borrowed a gong for the recording.
Oh, Tan Dun.
Tan Dun,
Tan Dun, yes.
Yeah. Who listeners will know probably for his film scores, Crouching Tiger, Hidden
Hidden Dragon, yes.
All right, so there are these connections to be made, and the two of you are going to make a musical one here by doing this piece called The Shang. Randy at our piano, and Min Chao Fen playing the Chinese pipa, actually two different versions of it, right? What is the other one is more like a, I mean, if it was a Japanese instrument, it would be a shamisen. What do you call it in China?
We call sanxian. It's also sanxian? A traditional Chinese instrument. Sanxian means a three-string instrument.
Three strings. Got it. All right. So so she'll be switching off halfway through the piece, but it's called The Shang. You can find a version of this on an earlier Randy Weston record called Kipara. It's also on the new album called The African Nubian Suite, but here is a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you. Well, that is a performance of a piece called The Shang, named after the ancient Chinese dynasty of that name, and featuring Min Xiaofen singing and playing the pipa, the four-string Chinese lute, and its earlier three-stringed cousin, and Randy Weston at our piano, and just kind of sitting back and enjoying the the ending there. I can't believe how bluesy that sounded.
In China, we have a similar style, also called singing and playing, that singing and playing together, like a conversation with the instrument,
yeah.
Especially in the South, where my hometown, they have this kind of style, folk style.
Yeah, great stuff. So now the two of you have been playing this piece for a couple of years now together, right?
Always different,
yeah. So there's.
I never heard what she did now. I never heard it before.
I was just gonna. That's. I was gonna say every time I hear it, it gets.
I heard some
bluesier.
Mississippi blues.
Absolutely.
I heard the whole thing.
Yeah. So there is a version of that song on the new record called "The African Nubian Suite" by Randy Weston and friends. Randy, on your own record label, African Rhythms Records. So I guess. Never too late to start your own record company, huh?
Yeah, because it's a very special recording, because we go back 4.5 million years ago,
mm-hmm.
at the University of Chicago and in Egypt, in Ethiopia. Egyptologists, they discovered this woman that they call Ardipithecus.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 4.5 million years old. And it took 20 years to put her together. They discovered that she walked upright, which changed the whole theory of walking on fours.
Right.
And at that time, it was forest. So she walked in the forest, you know.
So it pushed.
So we start off with her all the way to Jane Cortez, who unfortunately passed away 8 months after recording.
Right.
And also we have a woman from Mali, Tempani. So we end, you know, so you have this wonderful, because it's really based upon the woman.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of the woman in our lives, you see. So we go all the way back to, that's everybody's mama.
To Artie, yes.
Artie Pithecus. Officially Ardipithecus.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a fun record. There's a lot of space, as with what you just did for us today, a lot of space in the music. You're not filling in every moment with lots of layers of stuff. But then there are tunes like The Call, where finally you do get to hear everybody playing together.
Yes,
and that's fun to hear as well.
Yes.
Now, I'd never noticed this before. I mean, you've been here a number of times over the years. You're a big guy, but you like to sit up high at the piano.
Because I never could ever figure out what to do with my legs up until now. Put them under the piano, over the piano. Because when you're 6'7", you got long legs, man. It's a trip, you know?
Yeah.
But somehow, I'd like it high, you know?
So
because I can approach the piano like a drum.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because you're coming, your hands are so far down.
That I like.
Yeah.
Also. Yeah.
So have you
I guess
always.
It's a combination of all those things, you know?
And have you always played this way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, professionally, sure.
Yeah. Because you do look like, you know, someone who's playing a hand drum of some kind, except you're playing like 88 of them at once.
Well, if you notice, all of our great pianists, we all play the piano like a drum. You see the way we hold our hands, like the way we play drums,
mm-hmm.
you see. So Duke Ellington, all the giants, they play like that too. Errol Garner, all of our royalty of piano.
There's a classical pianist named Awadajan Pratt who came in and saw our bench, the one you're sitting on, said, I can't play on this. I bring my own. He brought this little, like, 12-inch high bench. So he looks like a kid sitting in front of the piano, and his arms are reaching up and his hands are coming, you know, sort of like a crane, you know, over the keys. It's the craziest thing. So I guess different approaches.
Well, you know, another great example, I was in Saint-Tropez hanging out with the master, Errol Garner, you know, and he did a concert and I did a concert also. So we just hung out, went to Saint-Tropez. So when he got to the piano, he sat on 5 telephone books.
Wow.
And play.
Okay.
And when he played, everything is romance. Everything was romance. But 5 telephone books.
Yeah.
How did he do that? I don't know.
Well, he wasn't 6'7", so. Randy Weston, my guest, with friends here in the Soundcheck studio. Check out the African Nubian Suite. It is out now. Yeah. Well, Randy, it's always a pleasure to see you and to hear you. This has been really quite special today. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you, John, for inviting us, you know.
Always great to see you.
TK and Ming and Suso.
Yeah.
First time we've gotten together like this, you know.
Sounded
so
great.
It's really special for us. We thank you very much.
This is Soundcheck. You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.